Good morning. We are in Hebrews chapter 11 this morning for the exhortation. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 is what we'll read. Verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." This is the Word of God. This morning we continue in Hebrews 11. Last week we looked at that definition of faith in verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we observed how in this entire chapter, he's going to prove that over and over again through the lives of the saints who came before us. Over and over again, we see that faith, hoping for things not yet seen, borne out in the lives of those who came before us. And we also looked at the bookends of Hebrews 11. We have the end of Hebrews 10, which talks about faith, and then the beginning of Hebrews 12, which talks about our goal, who we're looking to, as we have faith, and that is Jesus Christ. We run the race looking to Jesus. And so this is what we see in this chapter, this definition of faith proved over and over and over again. Each of these examples, they strengthen us because we relate well to them at many different points. And it's logical that in this section, in verse 3, the author begins at the very beginning. Where else to begin in demonstrating the nature of necessity of faith, but by looking at chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis 1, verse 1. And it says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what he does here is he reminds us that we believe in creation, a creation that God used his word to bring things into existence that did not exist. This is where we begin. And we see illustrated right away that we have to have faith in the power of God to bring things into existence that do not exist. Or, to put it another way, we have to hope for things we do not yet see, things that are invisible to us. And when we look to the creative act of God and we have faith in it, we first of all believe in God's power. We have faith in God's power to do these things. And then secondly, we have faith in the Word of God, that God did these things by the power of His Word. Remember in the accounts of Genesis, God said, "Let there be," and there was immediately. And as we said last week, faith is not a leap into darkness. It's not a leap into irrationality. Rather, it is a holding to the firmest foundation one could have, which is the Word of God. There's no surer foundation to rest your faith upon. Faith begins and ends with unwavering confidence in what God says, beginning with His creation. We weren't there to see creation. None of us got to observe it, but He has told us what happened. In Job chapter 38, God is speaking to Job, and He asks these rhetorical questions, the answer to which is rather obvious. Verse 4 of Job 38. He says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" We all know the obvious answer to these questions that God poses. He poses them to Job, but we could ask the same questions of ourselves. Job wasn't there, neither were we. Nobody was there, because nobody existed. And so, when we look at creation, we see God's creative power at work by His Word, bringing things into existence that do not exist. So let's apply this then to the day-to-day. If we believe that our God has the power to bring an entire universe into existence in the space of roughly 144 hours, what else do you think He can do? What else can He do for us? Do you think He is able to do much smaller tasks, perhaps? Is He able to answer our prayers? How does this faith in creation matter as I go to work, as I'm cleaning the garage, as I'm changing diapers, as I'm eating dinner or going to bed? When we say in the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth," faith in the creative power of God speaks to all of the times in which we rely on God's strength and God's power. If at any point you're doubting the power of God, just go back to Genesis 1. What has He done? Can He do it again? Is God's strength spent in that creative act? By no means. Of course not. He sustains the world. So in the doctrine of creation out of nothing, creation ex nihilo, we believe that God created physical things by the Word of God without any pre-existing material at all. Nothing else was there. By analogy, then, should it surprise us that the life of faith is believing God's Word for things that we do not yet see, things that we are still hoping for? The life of faith is believing what God says will come to pass even when we don't see it and we can't conceive of it. 1 Peter describes the longing we have to see Jesus. 1 Peter verses 7 through 9, it says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We do not see Christ. We don't have the opportunity to do that, but we believe and we love Him still. You believe that God created the entire universe simply by speaking. And if you believe that, will we not believe that He can do much more than that for us? So why do we doubt? Why do we doubt the power of God when we see it evidenced in the very first chapter of the Bible? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The very first thing that our God did is the living example for us of the faith that we are to have and what He is doing. Behold the power of God in creation. He is no less powerful today than He was when He created the universe. And it is still for us to believe in the God who calls things into existence that do not exist yet, and we do not yet see. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we are amazed by Your power. We are reminded once again of this, Your great creation. We see it demonstrated in Genesis 1, and we see Your power, Your limitless power to create by Your Word. And we ask that You would help us not to doubt this power when it comes to our daily needs and our need for strength, our need for help. Pray that You would forgive us for doubting Your power. Grant us the faith to see what You are doing. Grant us the faith to believe Your Word that the things that we do not yet see will come to pass because You have said that they will come to pass. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.